Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
D-Base, Fingan and Donick, DVD, we'd like to call it. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Connor Newt behind the glass, and Teron Davenport is on the line with us. And we're ready to talk some Mets-Yankees, right, Teron? Oh, no, actually, we got a lot of things going on with the Titans, but we do want to shout out the Mets.
Hey, listen, man, meet the Mets, greet the Mets, you know what I mean? Tyrone Taylor, 3-1 home run to tie it up, and the baby Met, Carson Bang. Hey, man, keep hope alive. That's what we've been saying, right?
That's right. We love to keep hope alive. The Mets go 5-1 on the homestand, take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. There's hope. We got hope. We never say die. We never say die.
The Mets are like Jason. They just never die.
It's more of a friendly
never
thing.
Never die.
So, Teron, we got a lot going on. First off, just your thoughts on our city getting the Super Bowl. Pretty exciting stuff. And we were just talking about some of the logistics for somebody covering it with the media and somebody coming into town as opposed to just enjoying, as a citizen, one of the biggest events in the world coming here.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. And it just it's funny that you say that because as I was driving, and I'm sorry for the background noise, but, you know, I got the top drop. It's beautiful, so we had to do that. But as I was driving, I just was thinking, like, man, it's amazing how much this city has grown just in the small time that I've been here. And what a testament to the growth of the city to have the Super Bowl. I just we gotta get this traffic situation squared away. That's the main thing. But it's huge for the city. It's an opportunity to showcase Nashville as one of the most growing cities in the country. And, man, I'm beyond excited about it. And then everything is right there, right? So, you know, it's almost like having an Indy, right, where everything's walkable and you have access to everything.
I do think once everybody gets downtown, it's going to be off the charts amazing. I wonder if this will incentivize our city to improve the traffic issue, which is not going to get any easier between now and the time that game is played. So whatever works, right, whatever can help improve it, maybe this is the catalyst that we need, but we will find out. All right, so, Teron, we got to ask. Everybody's talking about it. The halftime show, right? So we got a lot of time to figure this out, but do you have any early ideas who it should be?
Oh, man, there's no discussion, man. It should be Jelly Roll. Who else? Who else could you have, man? You got to have Jelly Roll, man. And he, you know, his music is awesome, too. Like, you know, that song, Save Me. Imagine he performs something like that and all the emotion. And, man, I would love to see that.
I think the Swifties would be pretty upset.
That
you threw Jelly Roll out there first.
She had her crack of the apple. She did it before.
Yeah, but even if they had both of them on, coming out, you know, at one point or another in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
I think it'd be wonderful. Whether it's Taylor Swift, Jelly Roll, or if you want to, you know, be more nostalgic and go to an older performer. But I think, like you said, the only problem that I can foresee happening is the traffic. But I think, you know, outside of the traffic, which is going to be huge, but outside the traffic, I think the city have put together they will put together the Super Bowl in a way that I think would warrant them another Super Bowl. Another thing I'm worried about is a potential ice storm, because you know we always get those things.
We love those.
Yeah.
So that could be a potential problem. But outside of that, I think I'm with you and I'm with Willie, and I'm sure Connor feels the same way, that this city is ripe for a Super Bowl.
ripe, super ripe for it, man. And I just, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
All right, so Teron, the OTA is cranking up here. First time really to see the gang, you know, start to take shape with the new coaches, you know, second-year quarterback, everything. What are your early themes that you will be looking for this week?
Oh, well, for me, on the offensive side of the ball, I'm looking to see Cam Ward throw, right? And it, that's something that came out. You know, we reported it that he was going to be throwing probably during minicamp. And I want to see him throwing to Carnell Tate and see how they connect. And then also throwing to Wandale Robinson, because, you know, these are the new pieces and big parts of the offense. So you got that. I want to see on the flip side, you know, how these guys are able to, you know, take Robert Saleh's coaching and what they're doing. Aaron Whitecotton is a really, really good defensive line coach, and he comes with a lot of hoopla. So I want to see how he coaches these guys and what type of, you know, arrangements they have. Like, how is the rotation going to look? And obviously we're not going to see the whole rotation, but just to see that. Those are the things I'll be looking at.
Now, how much is it – how critical is it going to be? You mentioned some of, you know, what they got going on as far as defense and how they adapt themselves to this sort of new style that you know, Saleh wants to implement, meaning all gas, no break. But how important is it going to be for some of these younger guys on offense? Because I'm not even talking about Carnell Tate. I think he's a separate sort of deal. But I'm talking about guys like Ellick and DK and Gunnar Ham, guys that got some experience last year, but it's going to be critical for them to make that next jump into their second season.
Yeah, I think the comfort level, you know, how comfortable are they now that they got a year under their belt? I think that's going to be something to watch. Especially like you mentioned, Gunnar Helm, you know, he is the tight end, right? He's TE1, so to speak. So how is he going to embrace that role and attack that role? Because it's different than last year. People know about him now. It's not, you know, oh, well, you know what, that 84 actually catches the ball well. No, it's, I expect him to catch the ball well. So I think those are the things when you look at these younger players and taking that next step. It's you want to keep things, you know, the same, but you got to understand that things aren't the same. So you got to find ways to attack it a little more aggressively. And that's something that I want to see, like maybe more time on the jugs machine. I don't know, something to be able to take it up another notch.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be important for, and I said this at the end of the season, for Ellick, really Ellick. DK, I think DK is sort of coming into his own special teams, and I think he will, you know, find his way. But I think it's going to be imperative for Ellick to come in and show that he's transformed himself, his body, everything else, because he's that one guy that can be the replacement for Calvin Ridley once Calvin is gone.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, because he's typically worked at X. But we know that Carnell Tate is going to have that role. Now, obviously, they're going to cross-train. We know that. But, you know, I think when you look at that guy working the middle of the field and the mid-range, you know, the digs and those types of things, he's built for that, you know. But my thing with him is he has to not only show body transformation or improvement, mental. He has to be more consistent, and he has to have, like, that, like what you had, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That playing with aggressiveness and playing with, there's no, I'm not timid. I belong out here, and this is my field, and I'm going to make it happen.
Now, typically when you have that sort of three-back rotation, it's not necessarily a three-back rotation. It's, you know, you have your main guy, then you have your slasher, then you may have that guy that you throw in short yardage, big bruising back. The Titans don't have that. So how do you think they use Singleton? Because Singleton is sort of a mixture between Pollard and Spears. He's sort of that guy in the middle. He's not a heavy bruiser, guy that you bring in on fourth and short, but he does serve a purpose. But how do you think they try to use him in not just camp, but as the season progresses?
Yeah, that's a good question, because obviously, you know, he's working his way back from the Jones fracture, mm-hmm. But I think, you know, at 220, he's like you say, he is a blend between the two guys, Spears and Pollard. But I think they're going to give him opportunities on third down mm-hmm. to catch the ball out of the backfield, because that's something that has been mentioned, you know, that he is a guy that can, you know, become an even better pass catcher. So you got that. I think it's just going to be one of those things where they're going to, like, give guys series mm-hmm. and just allow him to work out that way, like, once he gets into the mix.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, you were talking about just watching Cam Ward throw, and we've got a long way to go. He's coming off of injuries, but I am curious, once he gets going, do you think he can make some strides in the touch passes? We're going to be talking a lot about
yeah.
his receivers and some of these passes that we all were saying to ourselves, was that ball catchable? And the answer is usually, yeah, it's catchable, but man, it's coming in hot. Do you think he can improve in that area some?
Absolutely. He can improve in that area. And I tell you, a quiet thing that is interesting about all of this is when you go back and you look at Brian Daboll working with Josh Allen, you know, Josh Allen became a more accurate passer. Like, if you remember, coming out of Wyoming, it was like, man, this dude, as my guy Jordan Reed, the ESPN draft analyst, he as he would say, he was like a jugs machine with the accuracy settings on zero. You know what I mean? He had a big arm, but threw all over the place. Cam doesn't have the same arm, but for me, I need to see him have better accuracy on those seam routes, right? And the skinny post, like that bang eight, you know, where he has some touch on that pass. You obviously, you know, don't want to loft it, but I need to see him make it easier for his guys to catch the football, because a lot of the passes that were dropped, they were catchable, but it could have been easier, you know, to have it there from that top of the numbers to the face mask where it needs to be.
All right, so let's now turn it around to the receiver part of it. Let's say it's the same set of passes that Carnell Tate will be seeing as opposed to, say, Ia Manor last year, who would be one of the guys that you talk about. They all had it, but I think Ia Manor comes to mind a lot of passes where he's there. He's got a little bit of separation. Passes maybe not perfect. It's coming in with a lot of velocity. And for one reason or another, it didn't go in. There were a couple that went off his hands and got intercepted, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think Tate could, with the same set of circumstances, would catch more?
Yeah, Tate, that's one of the things with him, man. He's a pure hands catcher, and he's very consistent catching the football too. So I would say yes. I think he's he's a better product. A prospect right now than Ia Manor was at this time last year and throughout. So long story short, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're looking forward to mm-hmm. seeing what that looks like, because that would be exciting if you start to see some of that stuff. Teron, great stuff as always. Shout out to Tom Hanks who came to the Mets game, and Mr. Met putting
that's
Wilson
why y'all won
on the side of his Mr. Met hat. That was pretty good stuff. But Teron, carry on and have fun at OTAs this week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, Teron Davenport coming on with us a little bit early today. You got to love that. When we come back, we are going to get a little more specific on Cam Ward, the improvements on the connection between he and his wide receivers. It's a theme that we're going to be watching for. Coming off of the injury, a year older now, new offense. How much better could it look? We're going to get into a lot. We're going to get Derek's perspective on this. After we just had Teron set the table. Stay tuned. Hour number two of DVD is coming up.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.